Mashallah, that was a beautiful track brought to us by with the compliments of Shabir, who is new on the technical board in studio with us. Very exciting, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless him. Well, as promised, in studio joining me at this time are your special guests, that is Aziz Beg Gulyamov from Bukhara. Assalamu alaikum, Siri.
Assalamu alaikum.
And then we have Sister Menina Bauman, who is also from South Africa and imports the Suzanis to South Africa. Hi, Menina.
Hi there. It's wonderful to be here.
And then, of course, we have also Auntie Mahmouda Jaffa. Asalaamu Alaikum, Auntie Mahmouda.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, Kaslima, and everybody else is listening. Shukran for having me as well.
Alhamdulillah, so quite exciting, I need to say. I'm one of those people that just love social media. So in the week, I was on Facebook, and I think it was the Cape Town magazine that had shared this exhibition that is happening on the Suzanis. And I was so excited because I just have a love for art and history and those type of things. And then Auntie Mahmouda latched onto it, and she managed to get to the exhibition before I did. But I'm sure everybody is very interested in actually hearing what a Suzani is. So I'm not too sure, Siri, would you like to explain?
Assalamu alaikum. You said at the beginning that what the word Suzani means.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Persian word for needle, and the Suzanis were made by needle. They used needle, and also they used hook, which in Persian language it's called bigiz, bigiz duzi. And Suzani art, it's traditional art of not only Uzbekistan, but also of whole Central Asia. And embroidery art was very important in the in our country, and because it was a part of dowry, when a girl got married, she had to make embroideries, and she had to learn something. And this tradition is still continuing, and by making embroidery, Suzani work, people show their love, passion to the art, to the nature, and to beauty. And that I would say that the whole art of making embroidery speaks about peace and love and friendship. And so it's very difficult to say when this art was created. So it goes back. This art existed before Christ even. But in the territory of Central Asia, about the Suzani art or embroidery generally, it was mentioned by the Marco Polo trader from Venice and Ruy Gonzalez de Clavijo. They were the Ruy Gonzalez de Clavijo, he wrote about the Suzanis exactly that he was a ambassador by Tamerlan, Timur, and he spoke about the beauty of embroideries. And so he didn't speak about carpets, but he spoke exactly and clearly about the embroideries he saw. And in Suzanis, you can also see the designs, patterns, and symbols which do have with pre-Islamic religions like Zoroastrian religion, totemism, shamanism, and people in Central Asia, they believed in magical powers. But when Central Asia was occupied by Arabs, conquered by Arabs, so Islam became dominant religion of people in Central Asia. And later on, people didn't give up the idea to depict those symbols from different religions, but they also combine them with the imagination about paradise and the imagination, their fantasies about endless universe, because we know that what we know that the creator of 18,000 worlds, but we say it like this, 18,000 worlds, but and so people, they used Gierig, and it says Gierig is, it means geometrical patterns, ornaments, symbols, and by this they depicted about universe, planets, moon, sun. And there is another one which is very important. They use Islimi patterns. It means floral patterns. And by this they depicted on embroideries their fantasies about gate to the paradise.
Well, mashallah, we're getting to learn so much more about the Suzanis. We're going to go in for an ad break, and inshallah, when we come back, we get to learn so much more, inshallah.
Eat, pray, love. With Taslima Ali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM. If you've just joined us, we have special guests in studio with us, Manina Bauman of the Buhara to Cape Town's exhibition, which is currently being hosted at the Chandler House. We also have Auntie Mahmouda Jaffa, also an artist and someone that has visited the actual exhibition. And just before the break, we've had Sidi Aziz Beck, who's been giving us an insight into the beautiful art of Suzani. So Sidi, you were telling us just before the break, and then we had to cut you. Would you like to complete your explanation?
I would like that Manina Bauman speaks about Suzanis, how she finds them, and of course, Mahmouda Jafari.
Okay, so Manina, it's your chance now. You, of course, import the Suzanis to South Africa, and you were telling us earlier on that you had originally met Aziz Beck over Facebook. How did the actual Suzani art speak to you?
I've always loved textiles. I studied textile design and history, and I always keep an eye, it was actually the textile blog, always keep an eye on beautiful textiles, and I've always had a fascination with the Silk Road, the ancient Silk Road history. And about 4 years ago, I saw an extraordinary image of a Suzani, as it was lying on river pebbles, as if it had been dropped off a horse by some noble woman, and it gave me cold shivers, and I thought, what is this cloth? I'd never seen one. And I just remarked underneath, how beautiful. And very soon after, I got a reply, which was extraordinary, and it was Aziz Beck from Bukhara. And there started our long conversation and my wanting to learn about Suzani. Because at the time when I was studying textile history, very little was known about Suzani because it was part of communist Russia. And I studied history quite a while ago, and I'd learned about ancient China and India, but really very little about Central Asian textiles. So there was a lot for me to learn, and we spoke almost daily. I was wanting to know everything, and after about a year I decided I think I want to go and visit Uzbekistan. So I set off all on my own, arrived at Tashkent Airport without a visa.
Sounds exciting.
I had to get it there. Everybody spoke a very foreign language. I thought I was in another planet. But it was absolutely extraordinary. It's a different world out there, and one that I'm only beginning to learn about, all the extraordinary facts. Aziz Beck met me at the airport, and we traveled for 2 weeks. He took me to every important center, museum. I stayed with his family, and I sort of saw the way of life and learned a lot.
Wow, that sounds absolutely amazing. And then what happened, Menina? Because now, is that where you decided then to start bringing Suzanne's over?
Well, in our conversations, Aziz said that it was actually very difficult to export these Suzanne's. It's difficult to get to them to the outside world because they're sort of in the middle of Central Asia. And it's difficult to find people far away that you can trust and send Suzanne's to. And we had built up an understanding, and I agreed that he'd send me a few, and I would see if I could find a market for them, because I had been involved in interior design and worked for architects. And so he sent his first parcel, and that of 20 Suzanne's, they arrive in a cloth-sewn bag with wax stamps, something that could have fallen off a camel's back. And when you open them, it's magic. I get goose flesh for days. It's as if all that magic sewn into these cloths by women far away comes pouring out. And it's just magnificent. And that's where it started. He sent me one parcel, and I've now had 25 parcels over the 4 years. And it's not easy to sell Suzanne's because they're handmade, they are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I continue. It's my passion.
And you make it sound so, so beautiful. But I'm going to ask Auntie Mahmouda, who's visited the gallery, to tell us what was your experience, Auntie Mahmouda, because obviously going there, I've seen the pictures that you've sent us, and I doubt it does justice to having to actually see them for real. What was your thoughts and views having to look at all of them?
I think when I walked inside, you know, when I went inside, it wasn't what I was expecting, mm-hmm. you know. I'm listening to Menina say about when she opened the parcel and how mm-hmm. she felt when she saw them. And I think everybody in Cape Town has an opportunity to share some of that if they would just go to the exhibition, because mm-hmm. I think that if you just see the intricacy of the work and the fact that you have the opportunity to touch it, to see it, you know, it's not just, I can send anybody a picture of it, but it's never going to be the same as actually seeing it and being able to examine it closely and appreciate the work and the effort and the love that went into it. And I'm listening to Aziz Beg also explaining about the peace and the love that goes into it, because my interest is Islamic art, and I've also seen lots of things that come from Central Asia and other parts of the, you know, the Eastern world, and that, and a lot of them sometimes have a lot of military kind of depictions in them, and all the Suzanne's that I've now seen have none of that. You know, there's no feelings of anger or any kind of wanting to portray that kind of thing. It's all about, my impression is that it's just about love and family and community, and you can just imagine a couple of women sitting around a table and they're all sitting and talking and enjoying their embroidery, you know? Yeah, and also from what they've explained to me is that they actually get, they get done in panels or in squares, and then each one has their own one that they're going to complete, but the way that it comes together, everybody's doing the same yarn, they're all doing the same stitch, and when it gets stitched together, I mean, it's like one complete piece of work, you know. And for me, I think, you know, when we think about as Muslims, also especially, I mean, for everybody else as well, that when we want to train our ego, it's so nice, because sometimes we live in this world where we want to be individual, we want a piece of work to be our own. Mm. But when you can do something that brings everybody together and everybody enjoys that piece of communal work, I think that's what we need, and you know, we need to get back to things like it. And the Suzanne is a definite yes, as far as I'm concerned. We need to do things like this, and I think even if you come there and try and acquire one, you can at least try to be inspired by a couple. I mean, I think you need to go there. You need to go and see this exhibition. Really, it's really stunning. very beautiful.
It sounds absolutely amazing, and I think I'm actually going to ask Siri Aziz Beck to just basically give us more, as in how does the whole process start and the actual artwork that goes into it. How is it decided that, okay, we're going to take these shapes on this one? Is it just randomly done, or is it planned with a group of ladies? Are they gentlemen that also sew? You want to just give us an eye into how these are made?
The Suzannis, which are displayed at the gallery of Irma Stern, as for the Suzannis I produce, I want a woman, only one woman, to create it, because it's very important that, for me, it's very important that only one woman creates a Suzanne, because then it's much more beautiful, because the stitching is even and accurately done. Well, I have nothing against that if women gather together and create Suzanne, and but it was a tradition, so they came together because it was a dowry tradition, so that a girl or a bride had to have. And talking about creation of Suzanne's, I let mainly embroider antique Suzanne is a copies. I make a copy, and then it will be created by women. But not only women are involved in creation of embroidery, but also men.
Mm-hmm.
Men producing, they produce textile, the base textile, and they're responsible for dyeing silk and for making drawings. And it's very important also in, not only in our tradition, but I explained about our Bukhara, and that we have very outstanding Islamic scholars like Naqshbandi, and he's very famous for his philosophy, and his philosophy is based on Dil Bayaru Dast Bakar, which means your heart, your soul, your mind should be with God, with Almighty. But it's not enough that you go and pray 4-5 times in a mosque. Your hands should create something. So this was his philosophy. So he said, if you want to follow my philosophy, if you want to follow my steps, which I think very reasonable, that a person, not only men, became his followers, but also women. So Naqshbandi, it means a person who creates, who is a master of ornaments, patterns, and symbols. And there are many followers worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And not only men, but also women from different countries. So we have many women from Malaysia, from Indonesia, from Singapore, from Turkey, and from the States, from European countries. So they're following his philosophy, which I find very beautiful. It's beautiful mind. So Dil Bayaru Dast Bakar, your heart should be with your Almighty, but your hand should create something. So each master, so let's talk about a woman who makes an embroidery. He considers Naqshbandi, Bahawaddin Naqshbandi, as his peer, as his sheikh, as his master, as his patron. Yes, it's very important teaching nowadays, and thanks to our president, after Soviet period, I 70 years we had Soviet regime, and after independence in 1991, our president paid lots of attention, and still he is doing, to revive the old tradition, and not only art and crafts, but also the teachings, Islamic teachings, from those people like Imam al-Bukhari, who exactly writes about the sayings of Prophet
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yes, and also about other Islamic scholars who contributed a lot to Islamic science. So if we speak about Islamic science and Islamic art, it doesn't mean that it's only religion,
yes,
but it was a period. So it's mm-hmm. called like this, Islam, Renaissance of Islam. So, and if we speak, if we think that Islamic science, Islamic art, many outstanding people came from Central Asia, from Bukhara, from Samarkand, and from other cities of Central Asia. And they didn't only dedicate their life to Islamic science, but also they knew Latin, and they translated from Latin into Arabic the sciences, exact sciences like geometry, mathematics, astronomy. So they learned Latin and translated them into Arabic and into Persian languages. And European countries, they use their books till 16th of centuries. And I can count many of them, like Avicenna is a founder of medicine, Kanun Ibn Sina. And as for astronomic sciences, Ali Kushchi, Uluk Bek, and many others. And so it was also not, if we speak about Islamic art and science, and it's not what people thinking nowadays mm-hmm. about Islam and whatsoever. So we have to understand the meaning, what's Islam and what's Islamist, and what they want. And Islamic science and Islamic art also speaks about poetry, about everything we can imagine. So it's not a mono-sided religion. It's believed that there is one God and one prophet, but also Islam speaks for beauty, for peace and love between all human beings. And there is a holy saying, I want to tell this everyone, that if you want to become a Muslim, you must learn what tolerance is. If you can tolerate, if you have this tolerance, then you are a real Muslim. If you cannot tolerate, just leave it how it is. So this is very important, and this is also one of the messages of Suzani art, because I don't want to say that only Islamic symbols must be there, and no, just because it's an evolution of everything, of art.
SubhanAllah. Well, an important message of Sabr from Sidi Aziz Beg. We need to go in for an ad break. Inshallah, when we come back, we'll get to you exactly where this gallery is and how you can go and pay them a visit.
Eat, pray, love with Taslima Ali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM. And we, of course, on Eat, Pray, Love. And just before the break, we've been chatting to Sidi Aziz Beck, as well as Sister Manina Bauman and Auntie Mahmouda, on the wonderful Suzanis that are being brought to Cape Town by Sister Manina and made by Brother Aziz Beck back home in Buhara. Am I right?
Yes.
In Buhara. And Auntie Mahmouda has wonderfully visited the gallery and given us a beautiful insight. Now, for those wanting to go and have an actual look at these beautiful Suzanis, you're welcome to visit the gallery. It's the Irma Stern Museum. It's on Cecil Road in Rosebank. And the telephone number is 021-6855-686. Again, it's 021-6855-686. Manina, you said that you're also available on social media, so we can follow all of these wonderful exhibitions that you have going. Do you want to share those details with us?
Yes, I have a Facebook page called Bukhara to Cape Town Suzani Textiles, and a website called BukharaToCapeTown.com. But I actually must just add that Irma Stern is closed on Mondays.
Okay.
And that Aziz Beck and I are there every other afternoon from 1 to 5 if people want to come and have a guided tour.
And this exhibition goes on until when, Manina?
Till the end of July.
Okay. And is there a fee to enter, or is it open to anyone?
20 rand.
Okay, 20 rand to enter. Well, I think that's quite a giveaway in terms of what you're going to enjoy. And it's a really a cultural treat, I would say, to go and have a look at these beautiful pieces. Mm-hmm. But you, of course, also sell them, Manina.
Yes, I do. I do. I started 4 years ago with Michael Chandler of Chandler House. I've always been involved in his wonderful shop in Church Street.
Is that in town?
Town,
okay.
Yes, Church Street in town. At first, I had a little corner in his emporium.
Oh wow!
selling the Suzanis from there, which was a wonderful platform, because a lot of interior designers and a lot of tourists, a lot of people passed through Chandler House. So it was a very good place for me to start off. But I've taken my shop now to my home. Because Suzanis, I felt that they needed their own space. They don't really live well next door to other objects. They deserve their own space. So I've created a white room where they can shine, and people can come and visit me and have a cup of tea, and we can talk about it for as long as they like.
Lovely. I just want to ask, though, because Sidi Aziz Beck, you said earlier on that originally they were used as part of the bride's, what will we call it?
Dowry piece.
The dowry piece. So they would obviously then use it on their beds and stuff?
On their beds, and this question is often asked when we have visitors in the gallery, and I always explain them, imagine that you are now in the 18th century in Central Asia, and so there is no furniture, and so people used embroidery to cover everything and to make their houses beautiful.
Mm.
It's not only for brides. It's not only mentioned for wedding matters, purposes, or whatsoever, but also women created embroideries to make their houses beautiful and to keep their houses beautiful and clean. And also it had a tradition that old grandmothers, they were making embroideries, but they left unfinished place in the embroidery, and they did it with a purpose, with a certain purpose, because after she passed away, that her daughter or her granddaughters would finish this unfinished pieces. And so it means life continues. life continues. And so this was also very important meaning they put while making an embroidery, while creating an embroidery.
MashaAllah. Well, of course, Menina, in terms of the photos, I'm seeing that you have them posted as wall art. Do you find that lots of people are now using them as wall art?
No, that's just in the exhibition they're hanging. But really, Suzanne can be enjoyed. You can. It's just to have it with you is a pleasure. I personally have them all over the space where I live. They can hang. They can be over the end of a bed. They can be above the bed. They can simply be draped over a chair. I have Suzanne's folded, and just because it's so wonderful to open them, I open them and fold them again. It's such a pleasure.
Go ahead.
No. There's no rule to as how you use.
You would use them.
It's really just. They're so beautiful. They are to be enjoyed.
Auntie Mahmouda, you want to add on?
Yeah, no. I just want to say at the exhibition, I also saw it used as a tablecloth.
Okay.
And it's actually very beautiful as a tablecloth as well. So it's, I think there's many uses for it. You know, over the back of your sofa or something like that. It's really beautiful.
It sounds like a unique signature, especially when you think of it being handmade.
Yes.
And I know that Sidi Aziz Beck has said he has one lady do it, but still it has, even if it's not a group of ladies, Auntie Mahmouda, that lady that is sitting and sewing this piece, each time she sews, there's obviously a thought that is passing her mind.
Yeah.
If not, subhanAllah, you wouldn't even know. Perhaps she would even be making a zikr at the time she
Inshallah,
is sewing
yes,
that, subhanAllah.
Yes.
And as Sidi Aziz Beck has said, it has a signature of love and friendship, a beautiful story behind it. And I think that everyone should take the opportunity. It's going to be running until the end of the month. They are at, again, the Irma Stern Museum. It's on Cecil Road in Rosebank. Any landmark?
I think if you're passing the robot at Mowbray, you know where the police station is?
Yes.
If you're coming from the Athlone side up Klipfontein Road, you're coming into the main road, you cross over and you just go up as if you're going up to the windmill, then Cecil Road is a road to the left. So it's quite a simple way to get there.
Quite easy. That number again is 021-685-5686. And of course, Sister Menina said that she does have the platform Bukhara to Cape Town. We need to go in for a quick ad break. And inshallah, when we come back, we'll be wrapping up on the Suzanne's.
Eat, pray, love. With Taslima Ali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Eat, Pray, Love on Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM. And if you've just joined us, we've been speaking to Aziz Beck, Menina and Auntie Mahmouda on the beautiful art of Suzanne that is visiting Cape Town. Sister Menina does bring down Suzanne's to the Cape, so you're welcome to contact her at any time. But at the moment, there is a special exhibition happening in Cape Town, which is Bukhara to Cape Town with the Suzanne. And the gentleman who is responsible for the making of them is currently in Cape Town until the end of July. And just once again, that is happening at the Irma Stern Museum on Cecil Road in Rosebank. And their contact number is 021-685-5686. That is 021-685-5686. And you can also find them on Facebook as well as the webpage, which is buhara2capetown.com. Awesome. So, Auntie Mahmouda, before we went into the break, you actually wanted to add on something. And I think while you do that, you can also extend the invitation, because I know that you're also excited about this exhibition.
I am. Taslima, earlier on you were saying that you'd have to wonder what the ladies were thinking when they were busy with the embroidery. And I just wanted to just mention again, like Aziz Beg was explaining, that this is often or mostly used for a mother who is giving it as a gift for her daughter. So obviously there would be dua, she would have only good thoughts, you know, that would actually go into her work while she's busy with the embroidery. So I think that is actually a very special a thing that I found, because all these Suzanis, I think they do sort of speak to you, and you can see that there's love and friendship and, you know, lots of peace going on in there. So it is really something that you have to experience, I think, apart from seeing it, you know.
And even an option for those that perhaps can't get their hands onto a goodery, I would think it would still be that beautiful gift to put in the peti.
I think so. it is very different, though, to a goodery, because it's a single cloth, like a goodery is layers of cloth, right? And so it's a little bit different, but it is really very beautiful.
Mashallah.
The other thing also, as Menina was saying, this is the sisterhood of Suzanis. So they've also invited other artists to depict their understanding of the Garden of Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And I see most of them, if I remember correctly, there's a lot of the four-sectioned garden, you know, which is like from pre-Islamic times already, the depiction was the Charbagh, it was the four-sectioned garden.
Mm.
So there's a lot of that going on in there, and I remember one in particular. Well, it's everybody's individual portrayal of how they understand whatever they know about the Garden of Paradise, how they depict it.
Mm.
And I see that there was one actually that where this lady depicted an African version of the Garden of Eden, and I thought that it was actually quite. And that's a painting. That's not an embroidery, but a painting. So apart from the Suzanis, I think the exhibition holds that kind of interest as well. You know, so I really urge people to go and have a look at it, and you know, because in this day and age where there's so much of worry and ugliness going on, and I think that this just offers us a window into how lovely life really can be. So I really think people should go and have a look. Inshallah.
Auntie Mahmouda, I need to say shukran so much for joining as a voice of the King.
I'm so happy to be here. Jazakallah for everything.
And shukran for also being our eyes and visiting the exhibition.
Yes, it's my privilege. I think people must really go and have a look for themselves.
Inshallah.
I really think so,
Inshallah. Menina, words from you, of course, to extend that invitation. I know that you do still have Suzanis with you after this exhibition, but you're welcome to extend your last few words.
I would just like to say that I think it's a complete miracle in this day and age where nobody has time to even meet a friend for coffee, that women are still creating this beauty. It's truly magnificent. And also that it's been a wonderful experience to work on this exhibition. It's always been my dream to be able to exhibit them somewhere really special. And the Irma Stern Museum is as special as it gets. And to meet the 18 Cape Town women artists that has joined the show to introduce them to Suzanis and see them being inspired, and then to see the work that they've created, it's been a truly magical experience.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm actually thinking now, Manida, from that first moment that your eye caught that Suzani, it touched your heart.
Yes.
To that first connection with Sidi Aziz Bek that actually took you over to Uzbekistan, and of course now bringing the Suzanis over to Cape Town, and to have Brother Aziz Bek now in Cape Town visiting us, to be able to share the actual art of Suzani with everyone in Cape Town, to the visit by Auntie Mahmouda that has really gotten me so excited that the hairs would stand up on the beauty of this art, and how we should take advantage of actually trying to see it and understand it, because there is just so much of soul in it. So I'm going to ask Brother Aziz Bek to give us those closing words, because mashallah, I never expected that when we would be talking about the Suzanis, that it would have so much of deen in it, subhanallah, and such a beautiful message of sabr and tolerance that you have shared. And of course the Naqshbandis, which mashallah, we have so many in Cape Town, so they must be excited about that as well, mashallah.
First of all, I'm very happy and delighted that I was invited to deliver my thoughts about the embroidery art of Uzbekistan, Central Asia. And I'm very thankful for those people who made this exhibition happen First of all, I'm very thankful for Manina Bauman and the curator of the gallery, Christopher Peter. And the exhibition is curated by Michael Chandler. And of course, most importantly, I'm very thankful for the people who created this Suzanne's. And
indeed.
And I'm very happy to make aware a little part of the earth about our traditional art, namely Suzanne's. And it's, for me, new experience, it's happiness that I'm having here. And it's just my proud. It's, so I can be proud to make people famous and familiar to the art of Uzbekistan and Central Asia, namely Suzanne's. And as I said, that the saying of Naqshbandi, Bahauddin Naqshbandi, Dilba Yoru Das Bakor, it should be with all of us, and it doesn't choose a religion or race or whatsoever. So Dilba Yoru Das Bakor, your heart should be with Almighty and your head should create a beauty. So this is a message.
Shukran so much for joining us on Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM. Aziz Beg, before we go, if people are wanting to make contact with you, how may they do so?
On Facebook. I have a site on Facebook. Just Aziz Beg Gulyamov.
Okay. For those that are not going to be able to manage that spelling, it is going to be available on our Facebook page, which is on Facebook, Voice of the Cape Radio. I need to say shukran and thank you to everyone for joining us on Voice of the Cape.